That Excuses Podcast. Glad to be with you this afternoon. I had this request when I was down in Charleston last week at the Experience. We talked about some different things that I believe in, and I believe how things are changing. I saw a few reps there and different people selling products and services that I think are going to be revolutionary going forward. They may have actually been around for a while, may have been around for a few years, but now they're coming to fruition. And I'm going to bring up some of those things, and I'm going to bring up a full-in topic of what I want to talk about today. The subject I want to go into is called systemization automation, or automation systemization, either one way to it. I technically go toward the automation systemization a little bit easier. I'll explain a little bit more about what that is as we go. And it encompasses a bunch of different things. And it's how you run a business day to day, minute by minute, and week by week, month by month, year by year, and how you can put your business almost on autopilot. Now, there are many businesses out there that have their businesses on autopilot. A lot of them are driven from a desk, very much like you see right here. They've got, you know, extra computer screen, and all this stuff is automated from a standpoint. And they can run their entire business that way through different platforms. But most of the time, you don't hear about that in the service business. You don't hear about it in plumbing companies and HVAC companies. Sure, they have good CRM programs, and that's one part of it, very important part of it, but it's certainly not the entire picture of what it does, but it is one portion of automation. So we look at it and see, how can we be more efficient with our time? One of the things I think we can all admit in going forward is that COVID-19, the pandemic, has changed the rules completely. It's changed the guidelines, the almost barricades that we had in front of us, that you had to have a big office staff in order to run a company. And it's not that it's not important and people are not important, because ultimately we're in the people business. We're in a service business. Our techs, our people, our staff have to go out to do a job in a home or business. So it's a big part of it. There's definitely nothing getting away with that. However, there has to be things in place that work whether we have a full house of staff or not. We found in many businesses just like ours that we weren't able to keep our staff in one place from a health concern this past year. So everybody started working remotely. And it, for the most part, worked okay. You heard some challenges up and down the board, and more challenges now than ever about finding the right people. And we'll get into that at a different time. But it's become a subject of discussion among many entrepreneurs and business professionals of what they can do. So if, God forbid, anything like this ever happens again, they could still keep their doors open and not figure out, I don't have the right people, I don't have the staff, I don't have things in place, I don't have backup systems in place. When you really think about it, in your computer, you have to have it backed up on a server. Now, there were days where you used to have to spend a pile of money on a server, and they're important. And I had them in the past because I had a sizable company and I wanted something on site. Now, I wouldn't even think about that. I would never have a server on site. But back in 2005, 2010, you have to have some kind of server on site. You didn't have many opportunities to now farm it out to basically a server farm somewhere that's offsite. That could be anywhere here in New Jersey or in Ohio or in Alaska, or possibly another country, where you can store all of your information and your day-to-day stuff on a server. Think about that. So that was a one step forward. Now, my entire business, in fact, both businesses, everything is farmed out. It's all on a separate server. Your business is something like that as well. When you have CRM programs really encompass the day-to-day or the operations side of the business. That is the, I call it the distributor, and I've had, you know, the guys from Service Monster, which I use, Markate, which I also use, and some other programs out there, House Call Pro, Service Titan, all amazing programs. And many of them I'd still like to have as guests on our show, because everybody does something a little bit different than each other. But it creates a certain amount of automation to a business. Now, CRM programs years ago, I had them. I was lucky to be able to use one early on back in the 90s when you had to have this massive platform. It was unaffordable, unattainable to most of us when it came to actually, you know, utilizing the program. It was too expensive. You know, big companies, franchises, chains, they could all do that stuff, but we could not. We had a real hard time really doing that. So without the big dollars and big tickets belonging to a big company, you'd be out of luck. You'd be in real trouble. So these CRM programs have become a lifeblood. And one of the programs I use now is called Service Monster for my cleaning business primarily, because it just makes it a lot easier for me to maintain. I'm in the process of a switchover. I still use Marcade for sections of our business, and I will continue to use it, but I've now expanded into some different things that work in automation, and I'll get into that a little bit more later. One of the things about a good CRM program is it has the features, bells, and whistles. Now, we all know about features and benefits. If you're analytical, and I am slightly, you want to know what the features are, what all these little things do, how do they work, how do the analytics work behind it, how does all these buttons and little gadgets work and make a difference in your business and in your life primarily. And it's important. And you got to look at how each CRM system operates differently. Now, there's basic systems that have very minimal, like Invoicely. If you're just getting started, it's $10 a month. It really is an invoicing program, so it's not really a scheduling program. Although you can put your jobs in and you can figure out where you're going to go, but it's primarily a basic program. You know, $10 a month, something like that, and it makes a bit of a difference when it comes to growth because you have very limited capabilities, but it's affordable to get started. And then there's programs like Marcade, which I really do love, and I always do, and I just love the people behind it. Scott, Julia, and all of them are just great people, so I fully endorse and support them with their company. That is a really good system when you're going out of the basic systems, and you need to get into something that is still very affordable but has a ton of functionality to it. So systems like Marcade offer all the functions from booking right down to market suites you have to use on your PC. You have to use, you know, something on your larger computer systems, not necessarily from your tablets or from your phone, but it gives you a ton of options there, right from scheduling, tracking jobs, reminders, everything. It's a great, great program, and it's an affordable program. It is a very customizable program. It does take a little time like anything, but once it's in, it's done. It takes, you know, a little bit of effort on your part, and you can import some data and information of the program and your customer base, wherever that happens to be. And then you can go into it. As you grow further, you have programs like Service Monster, House Call Pro. These are programs that are really the mid to mid upper range, depending on which features you go with. They are excellent. They give it a lot more bite. They're very maybe industry specific. So they have a lot of platforms that are very specific to you that don't require a generalization template, more like a Marcade or something that could be used in any program, any service business. It's just very much a generalized template. These get into areas where they have a lot more features, a lot more marketing suites, a lot more information that's custom tailored to, say, carpet cleaners, plumbers, HVAC, painters, pest control. You're talking really has a lot of bells and whistles because it was designed. A lot of these were designed by people that were in the carpet cleaning industry and the pest control industry, respectively. They have their own programs out there. So they're very, very popular. They are probably the two most popular, Service Monster and House Call Pro. House Call Pro might be a little bit bigger of a company just because of the type of range they get out to. Both excellent companies offer a lot of stuff, and it gets very specific. So now you have a lot more applicable bells and whistles that really help your business grow. And then you get to programs like ServiceTitan, which are probably the best. It's probably the best CRM program for the service industry in the country, probably in the world for that matter. It is more expensive. It is extremely specific and really has an incredible suite of information. Everybody that really uses a platform like ServiceTitan says it has really quadrupled their business. Now, you'll get that from ServiceMonster, and I can say that profession myself, that program helped me build three businesses on my own from the time I used it in Clean Force One in Pennsylvania to Wet Out Now Cleaning and Restoration in New York City and Long Island. And then, of course, New Jersey's Best Now here. I've used that program in every business I've owned, and I just love the people about them. That is a very expandable program that has a lot of bells and whistles. So that, to me, is a little bit of both. When you get that's why I say the higher end options, it gives you a lot more features, especially with the newer updates. And I'm learning the new program now because we're switching some stuff over to that platform. But when you get into ServiceTitan, it's business building. It has so much built into it that it's expensive, but it's expensive and it's worth it because they give you a lot of stuff. So I will plan to at some point to get a representative from ServiceTitan, and I hope to get somebody from House Call Pro on here to talk about the different options, and then people can listen to these podcasts and get their own thing. But that's only one form of automation. It is a systemized process of automation, but it's a process. one of the things we were looking at and really kind of impressed me, and I have to try it, and I never recommend something until I've tried it. I recommend programs to people that I've actually personally used or have used, and for the most part, probably still do currently use, like SendGym and stuff like that. These are excellent programs, by the way, all part of what we're going to get into in this podcast itself. But that's only one part, like I said, of the automation process. You want to have all these things in place. I looked at a product this past week that kind of caught me off guard. It's called Fittlebug. It's F-I-T-T-L-E, bug, B-U-G.com. And what it is it's a scheduling program. Now, we all go, do you all go to a Stanley Steam where you can go to another chain and you can book online appointments? Now, you could probably get it right down to getting the date and time you could do, maybe, and maybe not. What this program does is it makes it easily, an easy option, I should say, for customers, your customers and clients to book you online. If you've identified where your customers and clients are coming in from, you know, if you're a newer business, you're in the acquisition business at this point. You're finding new customers, new clients, people that actually want to hire you and haven't really had much track record with you, maybe haven't used you, not a lot of referrals because there's not a lot of customers built up over time. But what's made this thing really, really, really cool is that it is literally able to take your information and book you within a time frame, in a time zone. So you put in your zip code. I've already had these pre-done set up. I haven't done it yet, but I'm in the process of doing it. Where you set up the zip code, it actually arranges all the scheduling with my CRM program of when I'm going to be available in that area and the transfer time of how long it's going to take and how much time it's going to take between one job to the next job. And it actually says we are in this area this time. It doesn't say we're in the area tomorrow if our truck is not in the area at that time. It says, based on this information zip code, we're going to be in this area at this time, and we can get you in between 2 and 3 or 2 and 4, whatever your time frames happen to be. And it should take us approximately 2 hours based on the information we have. So people can conveniently, easily book you online. You know, before we start thinking, well, they got to talk to my representative, they got to talk to me, they got to talk to a member of my staff. That is the way I thought. And still think to a certain degree. But as time goes on, I've realized that that is less and less important. Because if, again, we found out, as I just discussed, many of your customers and clients are hiring you for your reputation. They've seen an ad. They've seen some posts. They've seen something that has really helped that component grow. So they're not really calling you to necessarily price shop you as much. Not that it's not going to happen, not important, because it's there. And part of the booking software is looking up and putting a whole online estimate together, which is another whole feature into detail. But it gives them the option to be automated with it. Now, when you think they got to talk to me, like I just said, no, they don't. And my issue with that is, do you, at this point in time, as of April 28, 2021, look online? Let's not even look online. Call the local store. You want to buy electronics, so you go to, Best Buy or one of those types of companies or local retail. Do you call them to see if they have something in stock? Or better yet, do you actually get in the car and go down and look at it to see if they have it? You don't. Unless you really need it that day and you're like, man, I got a recording. It's a podcast episode, something like this, and I don't have it in stock. Or I don't have it here and I really need, you know, a mix minus pin, which I have right over here. And it went down and I need another one. That's when I'll try to run to the store because I can't wait on something for a few days to get it. But most of the time, 99% of the time, I go on Amazon.com, I go to BestBuy.com, I go to wherever I got to get it because that's the easiest way for me to get the part or piece or product or even service that allows me to make my purchase quickly and I don't have to think about it. One of the things I liked about Fittlebug is their tagline is book it and we're done, or book it and you're done, something along those lines. And it's really that simple. People's time is valuable. You know, your customers and your clients' time is valuable. So having that automation in place for them to go online, book, see your pricing structure, see examples, possibly pictures and videos of what you're going to do, and be able to book you, find out when you're going to be in the area, and actually schedule it right there on time, get a notification, and your CRM program, which is why I really wanted to go to Service Monster, is it reacts in real time. So if I have something in my schedule and somebody sees that on my Service Monster schedule that I'm available Thursday between 2 and 3, they now can book that appointment between 2 and 3. And it automates it and sets it right up in Service Monster. That does not require a person to come in and move the scheduling software. It does not require a human being to sit there and go, I have to wait till I get home to actually fix this in place or move it around. You don't have to do any of that. That's done. That's finished. It works in real time, so it's literally like an automated mixing board like I have here, where I can set it to a preset, and literally the mixers are go, the faders will all go up as they're supposed to. It's the same thing with this. It's actually automating it. So they're scheduling in real time, which means they're getting the booking done in real time, and we get the notification that Mrs. Jones has booked for her house in Freehold, New Jersey, between 2 and 3 on Thursday. Pretty simple. And if you think they're not doing it, think about how much stuff you buy or how many things you buy on Amazon. If you're like anybody and the numbers prove it, you know, it actually dictates it, that that's a piece of automation. You're going online, you're booking it, it's done. Let's get a drink here. So think about those things that make your life and automation easier. So I made up a little chart, a little flow chart here. First podcast and operations, we just went into CRM programs, online booking platforms, scheduling programs that are, can be done in real time automatically. That means you can give a customer an option. This is what I suggest, is if you have a phone answering service or system and you don't have a staff in place, whatever that happens to be, let's say you do or don't, the phone call can come in, and to make it most efficient now going future, again, thinking about how we're going in the future, 2021, 2022. What's going to be the easiest way to do it? If you have an answering system, if you have some type that says, thank you very much for calling XYZ Carpet Cleaning Company, okay? We appreciate your time and you're a valued customer and we want to help you any way we can. Based on our customers' feedback, they have said they wanted to be able to book appointments online. Now, I'm making this up here, but we gave you this option. We heard you, we listened to you, and now we've made it easier than ever. You can go online and book us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, in real time, and you're golden. You're done. You're finished. Or you can hit line number one, line number two, whatever it happens to be, or even leave a message if you're a small enough company, and we will give you a call back and answer any and all questions or concerns you have ASAP. Now, you're going to find that many people are just going to book it online. Now, there are a few that probably are not going to be able to figure it out, and that's just life. That's just nature. Mrs. Smith, that is 85, might not go online. She wants to talk to you about cleaning her shag rug from 1970 in the living room. You know, she may not want to go online. So not everybody's going to do that. You will get people that also ask questions. They go, before I go and commit to booking all this, I want to know, are they insured? Are they safe? What's their reputation? What kind of method do they use? Is it going to be safe for my cats and dogs? All questions are very good questions, but not necessarily that relevant to, you know, booking a job, but they may have them and you got to offer that platform to them. Now, what that'll do is if you have a staff of four and you found that 75% of the people are going online booking, now you might need one person in the office. Not saying put somebody out of a job or business. I'm just saying you have to have a backup system to do it. And you may be able to field those calls with one person instead of four people. That's four less health insurance premiums, that's four less workman's comp issues, that's four less salaries, or three less salaries rather, three less of everything else. It's saving you a ton of money, and it's the way things are going anyway now. And if you don't believe me, again, go back to Amazon. You get a customer service rep on the phone. They're typically very friendly, but you're not always getting them immediately. That means they're serving three or four customers at one time, and you might have to wait 5 or 10 minutes to talk to somebody. Why? And they tell you this. You can leave a message. You can do whatever. Maybe it's going to be 20 minutes. Why? Because now they have one person doing it instead of five people doing it. That only one person can only address one concern at a time, which kind of stinks for customer service. But think about it. If most of your questions can be answered by bots online, simple, right? So think about that. Your reputation. Have a reputation software in place. There's a variety of things I wrote about in my book. My book will be coming out shortly, just getting the cover finalized right now, and we're going to print. Thank God. It's been a long process. But your reputation is part of your systemization operation or automation systemization. It's part of the day-to-day stuff. You have to have things in place that send automatically people's feedback and what they think about the business. That is a systemized, automated process to your business. It is something that needs to be part of it and is done automatically. It's not going to be in somebody's hands to sit there and send, because if you put it in a technician's hand to send it, I'm just going to give you a devil's advocate here. Technician runs into Mrs. Jones. Mrs. Jones is not the nicest person in the world, and the technicians are not having a good day. and it's a clash. It's literally like they're just ready to go to proverbial blows, so to speak. Not realistically, but they're at each other's throats. She's now not happy. They're not happy. Nobody's happy. And it's a no-win situation. Are they going to send Mrs. Jones hell, I wouldn't even do it, but are they going to send Mrs. Jones a feedback form or send her to a website or send her automatic? No, of course they're not. They don't want to get that into the office that Mrs. Jones was miserable and we didn't help the situation because we were miserable, tired, or out too late, or whatever it was. It could be a million reasons. Mrs. Smith might be the problem. Technicians individually might be the problem, but still it's a non-winnable situation. So if you send things out automatically that are automated, you know, asking customers for feedback, how'd you like us? Please write us a review, and good or bad. And if you're not happy with something, we ask you before you write a review to come and address it with our office. If not, feel free to write away, you know, good or bad, and we go on from there. You know, that's a system that has to be in place that's automated. That can't be in the hands of somebody. And I don't even necessarily trust it in an office staff, like an office manager. Not that they're going to do anything wrong, but just say the office manager is buddy-buddy with Jim, the top technician, and Jim is the person on the job, and they're going to fight. Well, they're going to call the office manager and say, hey, can you, you know, forget about sending this one out because it was just a bad situation? Of course, she or he is the office manager is going to say no. Well, then that's not going to happen. And then we're going to look at those numbers and go, okay, we did miss this Jones house. What happened? We never sent a review link. We never sent anything out. We didn't ask for anything. And me as the owner or manager of a company, I'm not going to look at that and say, what else is going on? What are we missing? And then I have to go upon ourselves and 2 weeks later send out something just to find out 2 weeks later we could have done something about it 2 weeks earlier. So that's part of automation, systemization in your business. Huge. Another part of it is marketing. Now, marketing is a wide angle area. We haven't even really scratched the surface. I have many marketing experts on here. People that are in the ad copy space, are in the print space, are in the online space. I've had a bunch of them. And I, again, feel free to go back and listen to some of the previous podcasts. There was a boatload of information onto it. But marketing is an automated system. It's automation systemization. So marketing should be done automatic. Companies like SendJim, companies like SEO, you know, OnTop Local does SEO, or Hampton Consulting guy I've had on here before. There's many of them that do online SEO work and social media reputation. Social media is a little bit of a different system, but it is part of it. It's encompassed to it. Your postcards, your campaigns, your social media, Facebook campaigns, Google campaigns. I do not put social media campaigns in with social media, just so you know, because that's a paid process. So if you're running a campaign in Facebook and Instagram, that's not the same thing as social media engagement. It has some engagement, but it's not the same thing. That is a different automated system that I'll get into a little bit later on. But look at that. Look at those types of things. Your service, your selling, the type of quality workmanship that's going in. So is the service being done correctly? Is the process of cleaning the rugs or from the time they show up, are the technicians clean? Do they, you know, they don't smell bad. They don't smell like smoke. They go into the house. They do the job. The customer's happy. They communicate. But communication is another system we'll get into. Are they doing that actual product correct by installing it right? Are they cleaning the carpets correctly? Are they using mats? Are they making sure they move things out correctly? Are they moving furniture correctly? Are they working together as a team? Is there a systemized automation to what they're doing? Even though they're human, there's still some automation to it because of the process. When I worked for a large carpet cleaning franchise, we had a system in place for how we would move furniture. And typically, most of the time, it was two people. You had a crew chief that was running the job, probably doing the cleaning, more experienced. Probably the person would do more of the add-on selling or whatever that happens to be. And the assistant. The assistant wants to work his way usually up into it. That assistant would probably prep the room. Prep the room would be pulling the furniture out a space away so we can clean behind it, put things back in place. That's when we move more furniture. Things have changed and insurance claims have made it more difficult to move certain pieces of furniture. But you know, there was always furniture we didn't move. But if you had couches, you had end tables, you had dressers that were light that we could move out, we would move them out, clean it. So he would prep those rooms so we could get behind the furniture. And then as soon as that furniture was back, he had a system for blocking and what they call chipping the furniture, which means move it back. Chipping is not chipping the paint. Chipping is a little clear plastic tab that goes underneath it. And that is something that's used as a safety precaution when we get done. Well, that's a system. That's automated systems in place. That's doing something automatically every single time. It's not really putting a lot of thought into it. It's not like putting a lot of extra effort into it or trying to change it, it works. And it works every time in every location around the country. That's an automated system. It's done by humans, by the way. Not robots. At this point in time, it's still done by human beings. Who knows down the road? But that's the thing that has to be done in place. That's the going and doing of the job, the actual service of the job. Another part to it is also, you know, is a person adding on service? Are we adding on extra products and services? So say your guys don't want to sell if you're in the carpet cleaning, and I'll just stick to that because a lot of people listen to this are carpet cleaning, and they don't want to add on Scotch Guard or carpet protector or upholstery protector. If they're sewer and drain cleans, they don't want to sell the product that's going to maintain their drain when they're out there. They don't want to sell these little add-on services. Fine, but they could at least add on extra services. They could go in there and say, you know, we're here working on the sewer and drain. We noticed the stack has got a little bit of a crack into it. Maybe we can't do it, but we can have a plumber recommended to you. That plumber might have an incentive program with you, and you refer them a job, and they replumb the entire stack, and that job ends up being $800 to $1,000, there's a good chance you can do what's called a joint venture or partnership with them. And you can refer each other back and forth, both for financial gains or, again, just simple, you refer me, I refer you, that's fine. Or if you have an incentive program in place or a partner program in place and say 10% of that goes back to you, it's an easy way to make an extra $100 on a job you wouldn't make anything on if you didn't mention it. So that's big. Adding on the extra services. If you're in-house cleaning carpets and upholstery, clean more carpets, clean more upholstery. I'd say the easier one is to spray a solution down because it costs more material to the ownership of the company, but it's very easy for a technician to sell those products, whether it's deodorization, sanitization, disinfecting, I guess you could call it, a little safer word today. You know, whatever that happens to be, those are add-ons. That is a process. You go into every home and you look at every situation and go, does Mrs. Jones' 25-year-old bleached-out carpet need Scotch Guard or protector on it? No. But the next customer might have a really good carpet that might be a little bit old but wants to hold on to it for a few more years. Well, now you can offer the extra service on there. And it's crazy not to offer something like that. So those are services. Communications onto a job. Going and booking the jobs, the CSR programs, the booking automation results. All the communication between the ownership, between the staff, and between the technicians and the right down to what the customers and our clients eventually get. There's a whole process of communication. Obviously, effective managers are good communicators. Poor managers are shitty communicators. There's no nice way to say that. But it's all about communication. And from the time we take the job on, whether it's online, automated, you know, humans are out of it, it's the person talking on the job, answering the questions. A CSR could be a manager, could be the owner. Whatever it is, you know, they're taking down the information and they're booking it and they're going from A to Z on every part of that job to the time the technicians come out, to the time they get done, to the time they close out the job, receive payment on the job, and then move on to the other job. And then, of course, a review link is sent to them to say it. Going back to the review link before, make it automatic. Work with a CRM system that works in conjunction, in my opinion, with that program and is done automatic. And try to make it where, again, if you have a troubled job, it's wore off ahead of time, that it, maybe the program is going to say, well, this person's going to write a 3-star review. Maybe you want to contact her before it ends up on Google and can affect your rating and affect a lot of things, you know, a moment to fix it. Those are great programs. So TELUS has a program like that. But I'm sure there's other programs too as well that can let you know, hey, you want to fix this before it gets out there, because if it does, you might have a problem on your hands again and it affects your score. And affects your review count. You know, one drop, you can have a 5.0 and one drop now brings you to 4.8 immediately. You can have 600 5-star reviews and one will make a drop. So it's important that you handle all of those situations as part of your automation systemization. All right. So think about all the different things in your business that could be done automatic. You know, right down to, are we fueling up the trucks at night? Are we stocking up the trucks at night? Are we making sure we have our supplies on the truck at night? Do we supply them in the morning when everybody comes in? Some companies do it first thing in the morning because that's when everybody's in. You know, service companies notoriously do it in the morning, and understandable because that's when everybody comes in. If it's start time, 7:30, 8 o'clock, then they're doing it at 7:30, 8 o'clock. Checking in the trucks, loading up everything, and everybody goes. At the end of the day, we come back, we know products are sold, services are sold. If you're a plumber, maybe the pipe you sold, fittings, the parts, whatever that happens to be, that they've been sold, you know you're going to do it. And we come in at all different hours. So in service businesses, there is no, everybody starts at 8 o'clock and everybody goes home at 4. in a nice world, that's great, just not realistic to grow a business, definitely not to scale a business. Some people will be out later than others. Some people will be in earlier than others. That's just the nature of the way it goes. So having a system in place to make sure when everybody's there, everything is tackled. There's a flow chart, there's checkoff lists, there's things in place on your CRM program to say, we sold ScotchGuard to 4 homes yesterday, and we probably need to refill ScotchGuard. There is a way to do that. It's actually pretty simple, and it doesn't require you to write it on a notepad anymore. So take advantage of systemization and automation systemization, so to speak. Find out what in your business can be done automatically and does not need or require a human being to be there. If you're an owner-operator in a business, I was just explaining this to a friend of mine, and your business has, you know, it's a husband and wife business, and the wife gets sick for any reason, just has the flu, something, can't even get out of bed, can't be around anybody, highly contagious, she can't answer the phone, she can't even function to look on the computer, she or he is in rough shape. If you have a booking online platform, it's very easy to do that, and if they don't get through, obviously, they can leave a message and you can call them back. You're not necessarily going to lose the job if you don't give customers options. If you give a customer an option to book online to make it easier, because that's what most people have done, and you explain that to your potential customers and clients, that it's, we found this is the easiest way for you to book. People have asked for it. They've wanted it. We want to stay as up on trends as we can and make it as easy for you as possible to hire our company or buy our product or service. Well, that's looking out for them, and they're going to take advantage of that. And if they don't, and they say, well, you know what, I don't feel comfortable booking my information online, I don't know how to do it, seems complex, I'm not going to do it. And before you dismiss it, if you're in the tri-state area, in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, not necessarily in New York too much, we have a business here called Wawa, very big. It's a chain. So if you're in Pennsylvania, you have Turkey Hill Sheets. If you're here in Jersey, you got Wawa. You know, there's different, for different towns, different states, different areas, all have these different quick serve chains, so to speak. Now, when you go into Wawa, you go in, and if you want to order food, you have to go to a screen, and you have to put in the screen what you want, and you can customize it to, you know, I want to order a sandwich, but I don't want tomatoes or onions onto it. I want a different style of bread. You type this in, and it's done. Now, these systems are very, very good, very similar to the first booking system I talked to, where it's picture-oriented, so you know what you're going to get, and you can add it, subtract it, change it, modify it any way you want, and set it, and then you hit go. Now, if you think for yourself that most people are not, Wawa doesn't give you an option to go to the counter and put an order in, by the way. You can't walk up to the person making a sandwich and say, hey, I want to order a sandwich. They're going to say, you got to go to the program, the screen program, and you may be a non, you know, I don't do that. I don't, that's too complex for me. I'm not that person. You'd be wrong, because everybody has to order a sandwich or a soda or a drink. Well, not necessarily soda, but any type of sandwich, salad, bowl. You know, now they're into pasta and stuff like that. You have to order it on the screen. You don't have an option. And people do it every day. You walk into New Wall. I go there every single day to get my drinks. Every single day. Sometimes multiple times a day. But people are buying this stuff. Just click, click, click. Yep, okay. And there comes the receipt out. They have it down to a science now where you have to go and pay for it. And if it's not, when they go back to pick it up, they're going to say you have to go and pay for it first. Because we have people just walking out of the restaurant or out of Wawa without paying for their food. So there's a system in place to make sure you have to pay for it before you receive it. But you have to book it through that app, through your stuff. You can even do it on your phone to book it ahead of time and send it in. So it's all automated. Why? Because there's only one common variable in this that can put a cog in your business very quickly. And it's human. We're human. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We get sick. We're not perfect. We're not whatever. You have to find things in place that do it, whether there's a human being there or not. I'm not saying let's bring in the robots, but some of your business has to be robotic. And some of it has to have this automation and systemization is really key to scaling your business. And it's something I've been wanting to talk about on this podcast for quite some time and haven't been able to. And I just think right now I've been able to compile the right information. I felt after going to the experience in Charleston last week that I see so many things in place to make your life easier. And you might go, well, they're pricey. Well, how much is it costing you by not doing it? That's the question. How much is it really costing you by not having these things in place? Yes, these programs cost money. You know, Fiddlebug is a couple hundred dollars a month. Service Monster is probably $100 a month. Your send gym is at least 100 plus whatever you're implementing. These are all things in SEO campaigns, but we do them all the time. And we do these things because at the end of the day, it makes our business scalable and automated. And if somebody's going to come in and buy your business, they're going to look at how fast they can make a return on investment or ROI. It's the almighty word. But if they have, you have a small business with a couple of trucks, but everything in your business is automated, you are worth significantly more than a business that has no streamline automation to it at all. So guys, thank you so much. Again, we want to thank our sponsor for the show, Sotellus. You can go to sotellus.com/RobLyon. That's R-O-B-L-Y-O-N. And check out a great demo on how Sotellus works. They have an incredible company. We use it in our own business. We capture reviews and grow. And we actually, every single week, we end up with people calling us saying, I read your reviews, no matter how they're getting out there. And they all seem to be stellar. And I want to do business with you. And they do not tend to work on price, which is very, very nice. So I would, again, take a look at sotellus.com. We use them. My friends' companies use them. They're awesome. It's sotellus.com/RobLyon. That's R-O-B-L-Y-O-N. And talk to Troy and the crew, and they'll certainly take care of you. All right, guys, have a good one. Thank you so much for listening to a brand new episode of the Service Without Excuses podcast. Have a great evening.